From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Their names were Winifred and Alfred Samai, but that's the last thing they wanted you to know until they were gone. And over the course of about two decades, they took money Alfred made in the stock market and quietly gave over $2 million to Zoo Miami. Ron McGill is well known as Zoo Miami's goodwill ambassador. He's here now to explain how this special relationship really came about, Ron.
It's really my pleasure. I have been very, very overwhelmed, pleasantly so, by the response to this whole story.
This is a movie.
You know, a lot of people have told me that. I always felt like I was living kind of in a surreal way after having met this incredible couple. It was really back in 1993. It was right after the storm. And, you know, I was doing a lot of speaking engagements around South Florida.
And by the storm, for those who are
new. Yes, Hurricane Andrew. That's right. I keep thinking it was yesterday for me, but
yeah.
Over 20 years ago now. And it was after Hurricane Andrew. And the zoo was really almost like ground zero for Hurricane Andrew. It was destroyed. And many people, if not most, thought the zoo would never reopen after that. And I was at one of those presentations. In Coral Gables, I was making a presentation about the zoo. I was showing images, you know, of the destruction of animals that had been displaced. And there was one elderly gentleman who, to this day, I'll never forget. He just came shuffling up. And he looked like a man of not very many means. You know, he was wearing clothing that was so dated. He came up and he handed me an envelope and he said, you know, I'm very inspired. I've been following you. And it was a sealed envelope. You know, I didn't want to open it in front of him. I thought that would have been rude to kind of, oh, let me see how much this man gave me. You know, I said, oh, thank you very much, sir. You know, and he said, listen, I hope it helps, but the one thing I request is that you don't tell anybody about it. It has to be anonymous. I don't want anybody to know that I gave you this. So I said, sure. And he walked away and I'm saying hello to him. I get back to the zoo. I'm putting away the slide projector and the stuff I used for the presentation. And all of a sudden I remember I had that envelope in my pocket. So I took it out and I opened it up. And Kelly, it was a check for $90,000. And I remember my first inclination was, oh, well, this is a joke. I'm being punked. Something not right.
Before the word punked.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's really what I thought. You know, somebody's playing a joke on me. The check was written like it was written extremely slowly. You know, like it was a struggle for the gentleman to write the check. And I'm ashamed of this. I say this to this day. It's one of the things that really shames me. I said to myself, you know what? This is probably a gentleman who meant well, but maybe was a little delusional about what his financial situation was. You know, that mentality, hey, checks in the book, money in the bank, and just write whatever you want. So I said, you know, I'm going to send it through, expecting it to come back, bounced like from here to California, and it went right through. And I was just, I was dumbfounded. And a year later, I saw a letter come to me in the mail at the zoo. And they always came to me this way. They were addressed with my name with two red lines underneath it, like this, on an old typewriter. You could tell how the letters are kind of faded out from the old ribbon on one of the manual typewriters, you know. And I said, oh, this is that gentleman again. And I opened it up, and inside was a letter saying, first of all, thank you for keeping your end of the bargain by keeping my donation anonymous. Here's another small donation to help you hopefully continue with your great efforts. This was a check for $100,000.
I'm going to tell our listeners right now that you have to stop what you're doing at some point, and you have to read this beautiful tribute and explanation that Ron McGill wrote about this couple. We will link it on WLRN.org. We can't do it justice if we sat here for 5 hours, but the upshot of what they did for Zoo Miami.
The amphitheater has been totally rebuilt, and it is going to be named the Samai Family Amphitheater. And I hope when people come there that hopefully now you can put a story and faces to the remarkable people who made this possible.
Ron McGill with Zoo Miami, it's always a pleasure, even much more so this time around. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.